You will begin your tour in the center of the Columbia Street Cultural District, where Fall River's Portuguese heritage is on full display. Nearly one half of the more than 94,000 residents of Fall River claim Portuguese ancestry, and this will be evident as you explore this area. Begin by moving to the west, which will have you headed slightly downhill as you follow the sidewalk along Columbia Street. Beginning in the late 19th century, immigrants from the Azores and mainland Portugal began arriving in Fall River, many pursuing work in the city's thriving cotton mills. Naturally, these immigrants stuck together nearby, often landing in this very area of Columbia Street. The Columbia Street neighborhood has always had a lot to offer, with work, markets, schools, and a soccer team to unify the residents around common interests and goals. However, there was one important piece missing until the late 19th century, a local church. By now, you may have noticed a tall and distinctive building emerging on your right side. This is none other than the Santo Cristo Parish. This active church was built in 1892 to fill what had been a void for the local community. It has since become known as the Mother Church to the area's Portuguese and Azorean population. Designed in the late Gothic Revival style by architect Ambrose J. Murphy, Santo Cristo Parish stands out due to its dominant stature, broad front entry steps, tall stained glass windows, and signature red tile roof. Santo Cristo Parish is host to regular Catholic services in Portuguese and English, as well as the annual patron feast of the Santo Cristo Parish, which takes place every June. The Festa do Senhor Santo Cristo dos Milagres, which translates to Festival of the Christ of Miracles, started in São Miguel in 1700 and continues to this day in the Azorean capital of Ponta Delgada, Fall River's sister city. During the summer, the Portuguese churches in the city each have a feast, or festa, to honor their patron saint. These events are religious in nature, but also include lively gatherings where food, entertainment, and traditions are abundant. The pinnacle of the Santo Cristo feast is the Sunday procession, where a large statue of Santo Cristo is carried from the interior chapel, where it remains throughout the year as a place where pilgrims can light votive candles for personal intentions and miracles, down the stairs and around the neighborhood. Many parishioners walk behind the statue, some in traditional garb, on the streets that are adorned with flower petals arranged in elaborate geometric patterns, a beautiful tradition that makes this procession a feast for the senses. When you have finished admiring Santo Cristo Parish, continue moving west down the sidewalk along Columbia Street.